TRICARE is the part of the military health system that provides health insurance to service members, military retirees, and their families through private medical providers. This week, they decided to sustain an agency-level protest going back to their decision in 2009 to award a contract to manage insurance services in the TRICARE West region, which covers 2.7 million beneficiaries in 21 states. The contract was worth almost $17 billion. Michael Fischetti is TRICARE's chief of acquisitions.
The contracting officer, after reviewing the files, determined that there was an ambiguity in the government's answers to questions during our formal discussions, and when bounced against our specifications, it could have led to an improper influence upon the source selection authority. So we thought that in order to clear that up, it was important to, and it could have ultimately affected the outcome of the award, so it was important for us to make this decision and then go back to discussions with both offerers.
The contract is now held by Phoenix-based TriWest Healthcare Alliance. Man, the Arizona Republic reports the huge TRICARE deal is the company's only source of revenue. In 2009, TRICARE decided to award the contract again to that same company. This week's decision effectively sustains a protest filed by the other bidder, United Healthcare, the nation's largest private insurance company. Fischetti says they'll issue an amended request for proposals and let the two companies submit revised bids.
We anticipate, per our internal planning schedules, that we're going to reopen discussions and then probably provide offers an opportunity to provide updated information. And so that has to be reevaluated again. So we're looking at probably mid-fall range.
In 2009, TRICARE awarded contracts for all three of its U.S. regions. All three of those awards were protest by the losing bidder, either to TRICARE itself or to the Government Accountability Office. Over time, all three of those protests were sustained, setting up a game of musical HMOs across the country. Fischetti says the protests are to be expected, given the huge size of the contracts.
I believe that's about where we are. The size of such magnitude that when you include all the healthcare dollars to be run through these contracts, that there's almost no downside to an offeror that might not obtain the award to protest.
In the North region, TRICARE gave the 2009 contract to Aetna at first, but losing bidder HealthNet protested to GAO, which sustained the protest. HealthNet eventually won, and services under the new contract finally started last week. United Health initially won the South Region contract, but rival Humana filed a protest with GAO, won its case, and TRICARE wound up giving the contract to Humana instead. United Health is now protesting that reversal back to GAO, and given this week's decision, hoping it has better luck in the West.
You know, we welcome the protest being upheld.
Matt Burns is a spokesman for United Health.
And we're hopeful that the Department of Defense is going to keep TRICARE beneficiaries foremost in mind as the process moves forward, and not use that resolicitation process as a way to drastically guarantee cuts to provider reimbursements, which we feel could drive out providers in the military healthcare system and therefore compromise access to quality and affordable care for members of the military and their family.
In the South region, United Health claims TRICARE did try to force down provider reimbursement rates. Fischetti with TRICARE says despite all the upheaval, they think the contractor changes will be unnoticed by beneficiaries.
The old contracts in the South and the West have been extended while we complete, you know, protest activity. And in the North region, we have moved on to the new contract, but in terms of the beneficiary, from the beneficiary's point of view, they won't notice any difference.
And similarly, in the event of a shutdown, Fischetti says since the health care benefits are administered by contractors and those funds are already obligated,
no impact to health care services. We will have a skeletal crew of contracting officers and acquisition professionals, as well as all the other people within TRICARE deemed essential, and that activity is going on as we speak today to determine who exactly that is.
He says they could run into problems if a shutdown lasts more than a couple weeks, but as of now, the contracts are funded. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.